Casey worked today. Took his reps. So without viewing the film, I can't give you an accurate assessment of really Casey, Micah, and Brian. But I know they participated in what was laid out for them.
Mike, you always, going back to the combine in 2011, when you talked about the Lions being a team on the verge. What is it about these guys that scares, seemingly scares all coaches?
Well, we're not scared. I don't think, remember talking about them that fast. And I have respect for their football team. Start number one. The way they're coach and the players they have. I think it's obvious that they're a very talented team. I mean, they have a new coaching staff. So, that causes, new challenges. But, I just think they're an excellent football team. And the reality of it is it's a division game. Our division is a heavyweight division. We've always looked at it that way. We've always approached each team, Detroit, Chicago, and Minnesota the same way. So, but this is a heck of a football team. We're playing in their home, and it's in a tough environment to play in.
Like, how do you think your team's responded? You're going to give up plays. You're going to make plays. How's your team responded to giving up big plays? Calvin's probably going to get a couple.
Well, I mean, you have to keep playing. I think our last time we played, just the game we played here at Lambeau on this past Sunday is a reflection of that. If you break down the big play production, New York was way ahead of us at the end of the first quarter. We were able to tie it at halftime and able to make more than they did in the second half. So that's a key component in winning in the National Football League.
Communication at the back end with a lot of new pieces with Micah and Morgan. I mean, heightened awareness for that role on Sunday.
Definitely. I mean, you talk about your safeties and your linebackers, the key communicators. No different on offense with the quarterback. So, communication in this environment is of high importance.
Mike, you've had several cracks, obviously, of defending, covering Calvin Johnson. What have you found is really the key to limiting what he does?
Calvin's a great player. Obviously he's a focal point, for Detroit in the passing game. So, I mean, it's just really you have to look at the whole picture. I mean, you're obviously always aware of where he is, how he's lined up. You obviously put him in the slot more now. So, and just really, really playing your game. And it's important for our guys, particularly our corners, to play, with their technique and, play with their leverage and just play football. And anytime you go up against a top-notch player like Calvin, you can't let players like that take you out of your technique.
So far this year, Clay and Julius have dropped in coverage a little bit more than either has done in their whole career. A play that sticks out, Tremont hits the quarterback, Julius almost gets the interception. What type of advantage is it for the defense when you can mix things up like that?
Well, I mean, it's a part of the direction we've gone. It's really part of the responsibility of being an outside linebacker. So they're both fully capable of doing everything we ask. So I thought that was an excellent play by Julius down the sideline, and Clay's always been good in pass coverage.
Mike, can you evaluate Corey Lindley's first couple weeks here?
I think Corey's put together two good performances. I think he's off to a good, solid start. He's getting better. He's getting more comfortable. So, so far, so good.
What's allowed him to have the success he's
had? Corey's a good football player. I mean, I don't want to be redundant. I know I've answered this question probably the same way. You go through the spring, and particularly center or quarterback, and the areas where you're really stressed for, as far as the amount of responsibility you have and the communication responsibility you have. You work through that, but. Really, from the first day we put the pads on, I think Corey showed that he belonged, and he's been competing each and every day. He's getting better, so I like what he's done so far.
Mike, you faced a couple of good run defenses already. Now the Detroit Lions come in. How do they defend the run, and how do they compare to the teams you've played already?
Detroit's a very, very good defense. It starts with the run, starts up front with their defensive line and their linebackers. So I think they're excellent. And it'll be a big challenge once again up there at Ford's Field.
Blaga getting close, Mike?
Excuse me?
Brian Blaga.
Brian practiced today. He took the amount of reps that we had laid out for him.
Mike, you had the sideline penalty in the game.
Yes.
Do you know who said what?
I'm sorry?
Do you know who said what? Have you been able to address it?
Oh, we've addressed it. You know, we don't know who was actually penalized. You know, based on the communication with the official during the, you know, during, after the event, even right before halftime, and who he told me was on and looking at the video and things like that. So, I mean, it's obviously something happened. But we talked about it again today. We have a segment in our Thursday team meetings about continuing education and boundary management and sideline awareness was one of the topics.